You are listening to BensTorah.com.
What's the mitzvah of challah? Sorry, I put you on the spot. Yeah, what is it? What are you doing?
On a basic level?
On a very basic level.
She said, covering the challah, you're supposed to give it to the
kohen. So what does your wife do?
Burn it.
Why don't you give it to the kohen? What?
And not tar today?
Oh, so what? So what's the purpose of it then, if you're not giving it to the kohen? Oh, you mean like shechita? Or you can't eat an animal till you shecht it. So what you're basically doing is you're being misaken, right? Mem tov kufnun. You're being misaken decree. You're being misaken that they have. It's called tevil, right? And if you don't take off challah, right, you're not allowed to eat it. Once you take off challah, you're allowed to go ahead and eat it. Okay. So let's take a look. In Rashi. The Torah says, the Torah calls it the mitzvah of challah. Challah is the part you take off. Anybody know how many, what's the shear for challah? Who? Right. It's because you're a Mishnah.
Real numbers have no idea.
How much is this? An egg, how much is it? 43 and a fifth eggs. Kimatria challah. With the hay, whatever that means, right? Chas, lamed, hay, and with a hay. It's 43 and a fifth eggs. So basically, it's a question, how much, Chaim, between?
A tiny 5 pounds.
5 pounds, at least, 5 pounds to make a bracha, 5 pounds?
That's
right? Then without a bracha, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, I don't know. Okay, whatever. So you have a certain amount. And it says on the Torah, it calls it, it's truma, you lift it, and it says, Reishis are pasukah. Oh, thank you so much. Reishis are isosechem challah tarimu truma. Ketrumas geirin kain tarimu isa. Just like the truma that you do from the geirin, from the threshing floor. So Rashi says, look in Rashi. Ketrumas geirin pasuk. What is that? Pasuk yud yuchav. I'm sorry. Right. Look at chav. The last Rashi ketrumah. Shaloi nemar boishir. It's Trumas Meiser, when you take off Meiser, and you Meiser Rishon, and you give it to the Levi, and the Levi takes off Truma from there, right? So that's a tenth, right? But over here, it's like Truma. What's it doing by Truma, Pesach?
More.
Oh, so it's a Gemara, not a, right?
No specific shear.
Right. Chita Achas Poiteris Esakri. Chita Achas Poiteris Esakri. Which is lav davka chita. Davka, I always thought that way, and I just saw recently a thing from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says in Furush Yerushalmi that avad doesn't mean chita, it means a whole stalk. It means any part. It's also lav davka haraya, because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that legabe tevel, if any part of the tevel, of the truma, falls into something that asers, so he says, just like in Misakin, so too is the issa. So you mean Misakin, see the Issa is Kolshu, so the ticket. So it's whatever you take off is Misakin. That means in Challah, how much you have to take off? Very small amount. Okay? All right, then let's take a look again in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Reishis Chizam Titnu Lashem. Who do you give it to? Right? Do you give it to the Kohen, like she has said, right? There's a mitzvah to give it to the Kohen, the Chazal learned out. So look in Rashi. Titnu Lashem Chuma. Lefi shelo shemanu shir lechala, nema titnu shiebo kedei nesina. But Rashi just finished saying that there's no shir, and all of a sudden Rashi says, lefi, that we don't know the shir, kedei nesina, has to be a nesina yafa, and that's what you find in the Gemara says that 1/24th for a regular person, and 1/48th for a nachtum. A baker gives 1/48th, or because he has a lot, so he doesn't have to give as much. 1/48 is less than 1/24th. And a regular person who bakes at home, a Baal HaBayis, gives 1/24th. Right? That's a Gemara. Okay, that's a Mishnah actually. Okay, so the Mizrahi asks what seemingly seems to be a steer in Rashi. There's no shear, there is a shear. So comes along the Nabi Yehuda. Let's take a look at these sheets.
Rashi before said it was the Chachamim gave the shear.
Right, right, the Chachamim. And over here he's saying it's a shear min haTorah. All right. So look at the first one, the one where it says Nabi Yehuda. Oimani. We gave out sheets. Pesach was the sheets.
Okay.
Yeah. Shlomi, Shlomi. The other side. I don't decisively agree with you. In other words, I agree with you in one part, but not in totality. V'yesh li loyma b'zeh dava chodesh loy kadmani b'zeh shum mefarsh opoisik. It's pretty good, right? Especially it's pretty good because the Neida Behuda was probably one of the biggest bikim ever. In one place, I've seen it one or two places where he writes, dava zeh lo matzasi b'bavli Yerushalmi sefri sefrat sefta Rambam Tor v'Shulchan Aruch. And, you know, I trust him. Right? And it was a Meridika Bucky, that's for sure. Mugi Tivka. See, he says, Look at Muni Ma'ilam. Lamaisa is, they ask him, it's a Mufursha, Taisus Rid. I maybe didn't have a Taisus Rid. The Shemela quotes the Taisus Rid. There's also Diukim in Mara, that he didn't have. The Sefer Yosha and Ramban. The Mamin Vishem. What is it? What is this Chidish? Let's take a look. But who's there? Ki a mitzvah zayshah farshas chala im ki hi mitzvah achas, even though it might be one mitzvah, which we'll see really it's machlokes Ramban and the Rambam. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah being of being mafrish to chala and giving to the kohen, being mafrish to chuma and giving it to the kohen. Ramban taka is moina and the minna mitzvahs, the mitzvah of farshas chuma and the sinas chuma. כי המצווה זו של פרש חל, אם כי מצווה אחס, יש בו שני עניונים. העניין אחד הוא, like she has said, להפקיע איסה טבל מן האיסה. כי קודם הפרשה, before you do the פרשה, היא אסור באכילה. והידי הפרשה שחל מן האיסה, כבר הופקע איסה טבל, והוצרה איסה באכילה. Right? In other words, once you mafresh, your wife is mafresh, then once it's done, you can eat the what we call the challah, the cake, the whatever it is, right? Va'af im achrach yachzik bala isa zachala atzma. V'loit na l'koyim. So she has said before, what do you do with what we call the challah, the real challah, that piece, is a mitzvah to give it to a koyim. Okay? And for some reason we don't give it to kahanim bizman hazeh. But whatever it is, that's the mitzvah. What if you'll never give it to the koyim? Okay, so you're ganav. Gezel ha-shevet. Right, that's the din, gezel shavit. But you can eat what you mafresh, that you can't eat because it's also only the kahanim. Right? Vafimach yachzik balisas chal hatzav leit ne lakoin, ein kan ela gezel shavit. Vaisa hutcher bachil. But you have been mata it. Right? The thing is muta. Vaamna mitzvah ikrit, the main mitzvah is, in other words, why did the Torah do it? Because the Torah wanted us to support the kahanim. Right? Torah wanted to support the Kahanim. If anybody was yesterday in the Gudda Bashal Shurus, so Rabbi Reisman mentioned about the Mishmaris going in. So I told him afterwards, he was saying, said it comes out that a Kohen basically worked 2 days a year and you had to support him. He had to work 2 days a year. That's what a Kohen did, basically. And the rest of the year, you had to support him because he worked those 2 days a year in the base of Mikdash. So what, how do we support him? There's 24 matnas kahuna. You give him truma, you give him challah, and so forth and so on. Pidgin aben. That's how we supported them, right? There was a, how do you pronounce it? Levi. How do you
see it?
Well, you don't know. You just write it out.
His name is Levi.
Levi.
Levi Strauss.
Oh, Levi Strauss. I don't know. Okay. Not sure, yeah? A Levi, I think it's a Levi. I think so.
Shaven the Levi, what was before?
Is it? I don't know, could be. But anyway, that's what we, that was the tax that you gave for the Kahanim, the Levim, and so forth. Okay, so now, Avad v'zeh inyan shomart, marti yesh mitzah zu, sheyesh b'mitzah zu. V'shnei nanim e'el chalukim zeh mezeh, meaning, Shaliftar Issa ain't no share Klamanatera. Vafilu Mashu Poitar Issa Kachumasugarin. Like the Gemara says, Chita Achas pateres kol hakri. When you take off one chita, take off a small amount, like we said before, Yerushalmi says, lav davka chita, any small amount. Right? A person has a whole silo of grapes, a whole silo of wheat. Takes off anything, he can eat the rest. Chita achas pateres min hakri. Va'amnam, there's another inyan, asheni, lekayim mitzvah nesina lekoyim. Zeu sheyesh lo shir min ha-Torah. Kivin deksiv titnu lo given ye kedei nesina. Va'ashir zehu in Chala, echad mechof dal echad memchesi, the 24th by a regular person, your wife, or echad, actually it's yours, okay, wife just does it. Or echas memchesi, he says it has a din d'raisa. That's what I'm saying. I don't agree with you. It's a d'rabbanan. It has one part of it, one aspect, which is the raisa. Let's take the 124. So basically, what the Menuchot Buddhist wants to be machadish is like this. There's a mitzvah to give to the kohen. Now, if you take off a chita or kernel, really, that could be anything. Now you come to the kohen and says, I want to be mekayem mitzvah, you make a bracha on the nesina, and you give the kohen one little kernel. You know, he's going to look at you a little funny, like, this is how you're supporting us? He says, listen, you're going to get a lot from other people. It adds up. That's what they always tell when you collect money. Right? Don't worry. The $18 is also chashev. Don't worry, right? It's going to add up. So anyway, so you give him a chita achas. That's a kedei nesina. So now the says, "Avada, that's not a kedei nesina." I, your kree, your bushel, whatever your bundle is already your pile is mutter. You're right, it's mutter, but you are not yaitza the din of nesina. Santi says, he says the first of an echaz derech mashu echad mechavdal zeu yesh bar shir choshev lekayim mitzvahs nesina lekoyin va'amnan zeu shir which is 124 bison shu shir chala. 124th of Chamisha Ravoyim Kemach, right? In other words, from 43 and a fifth eggs, that's called 5 pounds, right? 124th of 5 pounds, right? 5 pounds is 90 ounces, right? 90 ounces, let's say. And you give 124th, so it's a few ounces, it's a nice, you can package it, right? Almost three, two and a half, is it more than three, how much, 24, yeah, more, almost four, right? It's a nice amount, it's 4 ounces almost. It's a nice amount of a cookie doesn't weigh that much, I think. But anyway, so that comes out of Shina Sina. Oh, so Mela Shubain Chilik Ben, oh, so he says like this, so what if your wife makes 50 pounds, a baker makes 100 pounds, and he's got to give 148. So, Eina Chanami, that Shir Nesina Yafa Midaraisa doesn't have to be a 48. It has to be a Shir Nesina Yafa. That's what we call Nesina Yafa, 3 ounces. So, technically, if you have a baker has hundreds of pounds of bread, right? Technically, Midaraisa, he can give 3 ounces. So, he's giving the coin, it's a nice Nesina. But Chazal didn't want him just to be Yaitu a little amount. So they said that he should give more. So if that 100 pounds, he should give 48, right? That's 2 pounds. And 2 pounds, so he can give it a few kind, he can give it to one coin, he can give it to his grandson the coin. That's the right. That's what the Gemara says, right? That a lot of times a person has Tevis or no. What's Tevis or no? The right to give it everyone. So the Mashal of the Gemara is, he's got a son-in-law who's a coin, but somehow the Gemara always talks about his grandson, not his son-in-law, right? His grandson who's a coin. But anyway, to make a pot or anything. The coin that's nice, 3 ounces, like Lamazogan. What does a coin know if you have 100 pounds and you have 2 pounds, 5 pounds? What's the difference? You got a Nesina Yafa. Teretz is in a Chanami. For the rice, there's no difference. Right? They didn't want no matter how big your Isa is, now And then he goes into, we'll just say it over, his son says, this the Chumasa, the Taisus, the Mishumel brings a Chumas Taisus rid that way. The Gemara talks about Chita Achas Patar Sakri. So he says, this Taka, one part is to go ahead and be Mafrish, and the other part is to give an Asina Yafa. So Nei Buda basically was Machavet to this Taisus rid. Again, there are many Diukim and Rishayna we've gone through over the years, but what the Nei Buda is basically saying is this is a klal in all matnas kahuna, that is, in everything that you give to a kohen. So for Shetza, some of them is Nesini Yafa by its very nature. For instance, five to a kohen, that's a Nesini Yafa. Five shkolim is a nice amount, right? To tell you a story, my Rebbetzin Zayda, I don't know if some of you remember, do you remember the Rebbetzin? Remember it. So his father, they had a yichas brief from Aaron HaKohen. So they were Kahanim Yuchasim. So he used to go to a lot of pigeon and bens because people knew that. So he was one time by a pigeon and ben, Rav Shach Zuchan Baruch was there. And the Kohen, I think Rav Shach could have been, I don't remember. And he gave it to Rav Shach Zainikol in this farm. He printed the story. That's how I found out about it. And he put, and he gave him, and then usually what you do is you give the Kohen Shkolim, then you buy him back. Right? You want to, so he asked him, by the suit, he asked him, he wants to buy it back. He says, I don't have anymore. He says, what do you mean you don't have anymore? Just finished the pigeon of Ben. He says, yeah, I ran out and I put it in a pushka in somewhere in the streets, you know, a pushka box. He says, because I know this is money that's coming to me and I want to have a pure mitzvah tzedakah of money that's not stolen, not this, maybe I did a wrong deal. This I know, I get it. The Torah says I get it. Rav Shach was so nispal from this that he told people to use him as a coin, just Moshe the Erlich guy. I don't know if he made money on it because he kept putting it in the push. We don't have it.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
Let's say Zroya L'chaim V'keiva. If you give Zroya L'chaim V'keiva, it's not seen. However, one could say, who says I have to give it one coin? Even in Pidgin of Ben, it's a shtickle shop. But let's say Zroya L'chaim V'keiva. What if I want to chop up little pieces? Well, I'll give each coin a little Frankfurter, a little one. I mean, you know, not the ones we used to give, the ones they have now. I make the Zroya L'chaim into little Franks, little things. That's an Asina Yafa. Oh. So on that, the neighbor who's saying is, no, you got to give him a nice steak. You got to give him something nice. He said, this is a klal in everything, in Truma, and Chal, and so forth. That's the neighbor's Chiddush. So now, in the Meretz Chayas, others, basically Taina, that the neighbor's Chiddush, that the Tosfos disagrees with it. Why? Because in a few places, the Gemara says that Ein Nesina Ela Shava Pruta. Now the Gemara says when says in the Torah the Nosan, like for instance, let me just find the Tosfos. Nosan Lakoines Hakodesh. Ein Nesina. You have to give a coin the Kodesh. When you mafresh v'achinami, so it says shava pruta. I the Gemara says when you do chalipin koinim b'kli api, it says pisha ein b'shav pruta, and it says v'nosan l've'eyu. So over there, it's talking about you will goizel hektish meila. So when you goizel hektish, you have to pay back. You have to pay back a nesini yafa, not less a shava pruta by meila. But nesinas minal when you give a shoe to make a kinyan chalipin, which is not giving to your friend, it's just in order to create a kinyan. Lo nesinas mamon. He says the same thing by a get, v'nosan, right? You give a get, right? Because of v'nosan, right? He writes a get and he gives it to his wife. The Gemara goes through the whole thing. Do you need a get that's a shava pruta? The Gemara doesn't go by shava pruta. You can write on isurena, anything. It says v'nosan. Torah's not interested in the value of the get. All the Torah's interested is that you should give your gift. So in other words, the word nasan doesn't mean nesini yafa. It's in what context is used, Tais saying. When you have to give someone b'teiris payment, then it has to be shava pruta. When you give someone b'teiris just giving it, it can be anything. That's what Tais says, right? So Tais says, what about truma? Truma, you have to give v'chein nesina truma, dechita achas p'teiris sakri. Chita achas is p'teiris me'akri. So why over there? So Tais goes into, because the ikar He says the ikar is not the giving to the kohen something nice. The pshat in it is to give it to the kohen. That's all, to give the kohen. So Ritz Chaya says, what do you mean? According to them, right on the spot, the Ritz Chaya is, over here they put it together, right? Yeah. The Ritz Chaya is over here.
Where is that one?
Mem Zayin. The Mem Zayin. Ritz Chaya is. Yeah. He says, Ayin Mashkosim is a Rav Misha Melech. B'shem Tosfos Rid. Avot Nesin L'Koyin Boy Be'emes Shavah Pruta. V'ayim Ashkosa Rav Noid B'Yehuda. This Shekosa Ma'atzah Sar Zor V'Nelam Me'ein of Divrei HaRiachon the Tosfos Rid. And so he says, you see from this Tosfos, clears from a few places. Tosfos says Nesin by Truma is Chita Achas Parter Sakri. According to Noid B'Yehuda, it's not true. Chita Achas Parter Sakri is just to be matted a Kri, like Shia said. To make a mutter, but you should give him a nice matina, nice scene. In fact, his son is mafalpel here, and his Talmud, the Sefer Goy Bitzan Rambam, he says, what if a person taka took off only chita achas? So he says, he's taka na yaitzid the din of nesina. He has to give it to the kohen because it belongs to the kohen, but he's not yaitzid in nesina. At kedei kach, the Sefer Goy Bitz understood, according to his Rebbe, that you have to go ahead and be mafrish more to give a Nesina Yafa. And about everybody argues on that. He says, you can't, because by being mafresh more, that's not called a truma. That's called stam. You want to give a gift to the kohen, but you're not yoitzadin Nesina. Nesina has to be a truma. Taking again is not called truma. Right? You can't just take again. Taking, when you're being matrit, that's when it becomes truma. But kaporim, that's an Eid Yehuda. So I saw Murray Diko Zach that Rav Yosher, just by chance I happened to see this. Let's on your daf over here. Let's take a look. Basically, it's like this. The Rambam says like this. What's the din? Shia says we burn our challah. Why do we burn our challah bizman zeh? Because we're tmeim. And we can't eat the challah. Now, as you all know, let me just look. Rocha. That challah is only in Eretz Yisrael. B'chutz l'aretz is d'rabbanan. Interesting. Tosfos is Zayman. This was up as Chazal Masakin. Challah in chutz l'aretz, it's l'chayra, it's mitzvah tli ba'aretz, like trumas, you know, trumas. So Tosfos says, because it's doimet to mitzvah shebeguf. Why? Because it's an unusual, usually the pshat is, your wheat grows, okay, you bring it in this way, bring it, but it's the wheat, it's your grapes. Over here, it's not true. Over here, what do you have to do? You have to make it into flour, you have to make it into dough, so you're creating it. So even though it comes from the land, but since you're at the end of the day, it's only when there's dough, which is what you're creating it, and it's a synthesis of human beings, avoider with the growth of the earth. It looks like mitzvah shibagufa. Memele chazal mechayv even chutzlarts. But chalas chutzlarts is the rabbanan. That's why there's certain coolers in it and so forth. If you forgot to be mafrish on yom tov, you have different coolers. I'm not going into it right now. Okay. But a koponim. So what's the din? So the Rambam says a pel de gazach. The Rambam says, how much do you have to take off challah? So like we said before, 1/24, 1/48. So, but since our challah is anyway tameh, you can't eat it, is memela, with mafresh only a small amount, like a kazayas, and we burn it, right? Your wife burns it, right? And then, that's what we do. The Rambam holds that in Eretz Yisrael, you burn it, but you still take off a shear. Everybody asks, what is this thing about? What do you need a shear? If you're not giving it to the kohen anyway, why do you got to give a shear? So he says a beautiful verse. Listen to this. Nearly after Fimashikos, he brings a sefer Ish Yisrael. I remember it's a sefer on Shabbos, it's 150 years ago. Al Mashikos, I'm sorry, in the left column, Nearly Yashav. It goes on to Yishalmi. Mashikos Rama, the Gambas Manazer, Tzorach Lahafrish, in there, Tzorach Chala. Bishir echad mememches reserves for achavmi. The tamu alav achoin. Ma'ishem etchuma gedayla bezman hazeh. Shekasa ramba bezman hazeh. Chatchila sagi bechita achas. Rambam passes, as far as truma, you take off a small amount and you burn it. Because truma, you can't eat the truma. No, we don't have kahanim to eat the truma. Come tell me, we don't know kahanim, whatever it is. Right? So he says, because of azel shla, just I don't know what the less nagar, that's a Gemara's lashon, bar nagar lifka. We don't have a carpenter, we don't have someone to answer. We don't know what the pshat of the Rambam is. Gambabia grua tamal Rambam shukra. Because of this sefer Ishi Yisrael, Levar, I think it was a chassidisha. Levar shita sarambam. Bezeh. Al pi mashiyesh adakta baloshan Rambam. Listen to this beautiful deed. The Pirish Mishnah is chalash, because of Vashem Yisbach ama titnu shiye kedei nesina. You should give it kedei nesina. V'ila betruma lo niska barambam loshan kazeh. Bezeh yesh adakdik. The shita sarambam. The hagam de bechala gam ken sagig bekol shu. Kedei lifta isa. Mekom makam yesh mitzvah min ha-Torah. Losas shiye kedei nesina. Mashayin ke truma. In other words, even though the Nebi is dealt with the Nebi is Kiddush sword, but he says it only by Chala. Now, it's a very portion of the Torah if you think about it. Hagam, the Bishneim, Amar Torah, Loshen Nesina. Mekomakam, Chaluk, and Hein Le'inyin, Hashir. The Hine Kasvu, a Toysis, like we said before, Bekama Duchte, the Toys in Babitzi, other places. Loshen Nesina, Yochel Sbash, Sheh Kidei Nesina, V'Yochel Sbash, that's a Maisa Nesina. V'Av Bekol Shu. Vakolafi inyan, right? Taisa says sometimes, like by chalipin, what does it mean? Vinasan? Vinasan means give a shoe, give a glove, whatever minal means over there, right? Masha'enkein, when it says vinasan, a kodesh means pay him up. So what's, excuse me, what about truma? Give the truma, just give the truma to your mafish. What were your mafish? Chita achas. So we don't say it as a shi, excuse me, midaraisa. Ubenidon didan, so mail over here. I by both it says, very poshut, you can think of it yourself. Chala, how much chala do you need in order to be chayav chala? You said before, certain amount, let's just call 5 pounds. That means the Torah wanted you to have a certain amount. Why? Why the Torah? In truma, how much do you have to need to be chayav in truma? Anything. You have one grape and you bring it to your house. You have one grape, you want to be mekayem mitzvah at Luis Barrett. So you buy, you have to have these things, right? You buy. A fellow wrote me a letter, I should join this group of people that are doing the mitzvah of Petach Hamor. You know, right? So I didn't respond. And he wrote me back, you know, a letter, like, how could you do that? You don't care about mitzvah. This. So I wrote him back, says, I'm a Levi. What do you want from me? If I own the Hamor, you're potter. So I didn't respond. He's a potter. What are you asking me for? So they have these things where people buy small amounts. Right? I think in Eretz Yisrael, you get a mitzvah. Okay, so a guy buys one grape. He goes, he wants to be mekayem the mitzvah begufa. Right? We want to be mekayem, just like many of us do kisya dam when they do kaparas. How often do you get to do a mitzvah? So you have this one grape, it's chayev. What do you get from that one grape? So Chazal said a share, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, right? You know, the goyin, the beginning of brachas, you know, the going to bring a mardik a going. The going says, "Meimasai kerin shema ba'arvus, mishosha kahanim nichnasin lechol trumasin." What's the shaychus? Say so kochavim. What is the shaychus to krishma? Chazal had to put this man of truma. What's the shaychus? He says mardik gavar. He says trumasin. The word trumasin is trei memeya. Truma is trei memeya. It's a remez. Chazal said, Ein Yofa, you want to give nice, 1/40th. You want to give not nice, 1/60th. Give a medium is 1/50th. That's 2 out of 100. 1/50th is 2 out of 100. Trei memeya. Right? Zok de Goyen, how many words do we. He says, that's, you know, it's. That trei memeya, that's your shaykhus to this mitzvah. The rest you eat. What's the big deal? But yeah, you want to support the kahanim, you give 2 out of 2%, right? You give 2%. So he says that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is how many letters? 25, right? Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Vayed. Let's make sure. Baruch, you have a siddur, just will be easier. A siddur, just a siddur, if you want. I don't remember how the going goes exactly, but Remember, 4, 6, 10, 13, 16, 19, 20, 25. In Shema Yisrael, 1, 3, 8, 8, 12, 14, 16, 20, 15. It comes out altogether 49. So he says 49, he says, then, and you yourself, a Makabal Omach Shemayim, he says, that's the 150th that you give in. You have to give in. Bereshit gives you this, that's the, and you give him something back. So he says, you give him back the Kabbalah Somach Shemayim. So that's the, somehow he makes some kind of remuz. I don't remember, I've seen it many years. He says, a remuz. But a Kapanim, you got to give a 40th, a 50th, right? That's already a mitzvah. That's a din derabanan. But you, the real mitzvah is just to take off. You can take off anything. So over there, the sheer nesina is to give him what you took off. That's what Taisa means, chita achas patar sakri. Masha enkein by challah, there he says, the Nei Yehuda is a vada kerecht. Why? Because the Torah says, you're not chayv to give something for no matter a small amount of dough that you gave. You have to have a certain amount of dough. So if we see that the Torah was machayv you in challah only you have a certain amount of dough, that means the Torah wants that when you take out from this, it should be in the sina yafa to the kohen. All right, so that's what he says. Ubenida in the don yeshuvar bezeh chilek bein loshen nesina amur bechala, the bein loshen nesina amur betruma. The bechala should tzach shiri isa kedei leschayv bechala. In order to be chayv bechala, you need a shear. You need a certain amount. Let's call 5 pounds. Shayach lefarsh. Then you could say loshen nesina amur betayra. Lahatzach shir kedei nesina mafrosh eschala. In order to do masha enkin betruma, the af dogon kolshu. You have a small amount, one little stalk. It's chayim betruma. Im ken efshar lefarsh noshin see. Torah is telling you give to the kohen. What are you supposed to give to the kohen? If you're chayv to give us, you have one stalk. There's no way that could be in the sina yafa. One stalk means you give part of the stalk. Even if you gave the whole stalk to the kohen, that's not a nesini yofa. You have one kernel. But yet the Torah says give from it. So obviously the Torah's giving means to give from what you're mafresh. That's not a, that has not to do with nesini yofa. That's just giving. There he's arguing under Nei Yehuda. That's what he's saying. He says, Memeil is very good. Im ken yefshol farshol amu betor shol tzich shikad esina. Darek shatevel, I wrote the rest. I just didn't want to make another sheet. You see the side, my handwriting, hopefully you can read it. Humiyat beyaiser, lo shaykh bezeh, ulechain, le'inyan truma mefarshim loshen nesina, al mitzvah nesina, the mitzvah nesina, giving over, like Tyson's is mashma. V'loy al shir kedei nesina, it's not a shir. Ubezeh miyashe ve'ish Yisrael, this sefer, tam ha-rambam ha-shukhanoch, shematzi shir chalak ha-mizman hazeh. Why? Because in chala, the pshat is that the nesina is not a din, just give the kohen whatever it is. In other words, in truma, why do you got to give a 40th or 50th? They did it because usually a person will have one stalk. So you say, okay, I'll give a 40th to the kohen. All right, that's the tekana they made. But if either most people have pounds and farmers have hundreds of pounds of grapes, those hundreds of pounds of grapes are going to end up giving nice to kohen. They're not going to sit around giving one grape to each kohen. It's not a waste of time. They're going to give a nice nesina. Want to give a few kanim? Give a few kanim. But at the end, it's going to be a nice nesina. But not that that's the mitzvah of nesina. That's the way Chazal were mesaken to make sure you support the kahanim. Right? Instead of chita achas, right? So Chazal were mesaken. Or the Torah itself was saying, a yid would understand, give to the kohen a little more. Masha enken chala, oh, so the male bezman hazeh, where we don't give to the kahanim, you don't have to take off. All you take off is a small amount. Well, you have to take off a small amount to be matter, because the purpose of doing it nowadays is not to give to the kohen, the purpose to be matter. Masha ain't came by challah, right? When your wife makes challah, she needs 5 pounds. Why do you need 5 pounds? In order to give to the kohen. So in the mitzvah itself is that you have to make sure to give the kohen. Ah, you don't give the kohen, but that doesn't take away from the pshan and the pasuk v'nasan. You have to go ahead and be mafrish according to the shir nesina. So ain't a chanami. Rashi says in Chumash, it's like truma, that's in order to be matarit. But not because stam, that's what you should do. If you do it, then you did it. But avadat is a mitzvah to go ahead and take more in order to be mekayim that second part.
Isn't there a mekayim for meruach, a kri? I mean, don't you have to have a kri? You can't just say, if you're bringing one grape, you hide it
That's an that's just an expression, a kri. If a person has a grape, that's also kri. Is just an expression Chazal used.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.